This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And by the way, if I hadn't known this was Katy Perry, I would have thought it was the other singer, Miley Cyrus, because she basically adopted the same haircut as Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Like, almost identical. They look basically completely the same. And so she kissed a young man. He's 19 years old. He had never had a real relationship before, and had never kissed a girl before, or been kissed by one, apparently. I presume, like, you know, an aunt or a grandmother or something, or his own mother has probably kissed him on the cheek previously, but this was on the lips, and it wasn't a French kiss. It was just a quick peck. Katy Perry had, during the American Idol performance from this young man, they had discovered through the conversation that they had that he had never had a relationship, never been kissed, and she beckoned to him. She's, suggested that he come over to her where she's at the judges panel, and he was very shy about it, but he did approach her.
Oh, yeah.
And she kind of presented her cheek as though he were to give her a kiss on the cheek, and as he leaned in to do that, she quickly turned and gave him a peck on his lips. He then falls over from shock and surprise, and then later on had made comments that he was raised in a conservative family, that he said that he wanted his first kiss to be special, meaning that he was saving it for whoever that first relationship would be. Now, we actually had one of our listeners in the chat room over at discord.lrn.fm, Wikawea, said he would also have been upset if this had happened to him. Now, of course, a lot of people, Katy Perry is a very attractive female, and a lot of young men, as he acknowledged, many of his friends would have been very excited to have
not
been,
just young men.
Yeah. All kinds of men would have been very excited, with the exception of Chris, would have been very excited to be in a situation
true,
like
true.
That, especially at that age. And but that doesn't mean everybody's the same,
right.
And this guy was uncomfortable about that. Later on, according to the New York Times, he did talk to some friends, and they kind of explained to him, hey, look, that's not your first kiss. That's not the same as being in a relationship with somebody and having that anticipation of getting to that point. This was just a show on television, and she doesn't have feelings for you, bud.
Right.
So it's not the same kind of situation. But you asked an important question, Daryl. Would this have been the same thing had it have been a 30-something-year-old? I'm not sure how old Katy Perry is, but she's got to be pushing 30 if she's not yet to that point, maybe 28 or 29 or something like that. But having somebody with a decade on top of a young female, a male star, if it were Michael Jackson or something like that, would it have...
Katy Perry is 33 years old.
33 now. So, yeah, would that have gone the same way? Would people have... if it were Harvey Weinstein... who were sitting there.
Weinstein?
Weinstein, yeah.
Or Weierstein, either one, but I don't know who
Weierstein. I don't know.
Weinstein is the weird, creepy guy from Hollywood.
That's who I'm talking about. Harvey Weinstein. You know, if it had been him sitting behind the panel and then, you know, some girl comes up and he did that to her, would that have been treated the same way? I doubt that it would have. You're certainly welcome to comment if you want to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And he did get some more attention, right, because of this controversy. We're talking about it.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
And all kinds of, you know, news media shows, entertainment media shows were talking about this. So the young guy got a whole lot more exposure than he otherwise would have got. I mean, he would have gotten a lot just by being on American Idol.
Right.
But now he's gotten that probably times 10 or 20 or something like that.
Right.
So there was a benefit there.
Do you remember the Britney Spears movie, Crossroads?
Never seen it.
I never saw it either, but you're aware that she did a movie.
No, not really.
Well, there was a scene that wound up, it probably was, but there was a scene that wound up causing a bit of a stir where Britney Spears apparently flashed herself to a young man in the movie. And then there was a lot of uproar, you know, like, oh, she can get away with it because she's a woman, but if it would have been a man flashing himself.
Movie. That's not the same thing as it actually happened.
It's not the same actual, but still, if there was a portrayal of a 20-something-year-old man flashing himself to a young girl.
Yeah, that would be a pervert.
Yeah, but nobody was, you know, throwing that label at Britney Spears.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So, double standard for sure. But, you know, it is just an interesting thing because the guy was upset. Now he's over it. You know, he's had some time to get some perspective, and he did benefit from it. Now, of course, one could argue that you sort of have to throw away your values in order to get somewhere in the music industry. And there's, you know, some interesting there's a website called VigilantCitizen.com. Have either of you ever been to that?
Nope.
It's
I've heard of it.
It's this creepy blog. It's like this spooky blog about all the alleged Illuminati symbolism in mainstream pop music and such. And I gotta say, I think the dude is like, it seems
on
like he's
crack.
On something. It seems like he's
on
something.
Oh, he's probably on something. Have you ever seen the Mark Dice videos where he goes through and shows all of the Illuminati symbolism in the Super Bowl halftime show?
No, but I'm sure it's similar to that.
There's a triangle, and all triangles, blah-da-da.
Well, I got to say that, you know, I've read
the
site. This
pizza company winds up something, and pizza is cut into what shape? Yep, triangles.
Yeah, there's all kinds of interesting
Illuminati.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't watched the Mark Dice guy stuff, but I've seen his stuff where he's
the
like,
man,
oh, man
on the street stuff.
Yeah,
kind of entertaining.
He went Trump, from what I understand. That dude
doesn't surprise me.
But it's interesting though, because a lot of it really is kind of pretty clear in your face, not speculation, but like really obvious is symbolism that they're using in these videos. And one of the things they talk about is the sort of path of the female star, of the good girl gone bad sort of formula that seems to be repeated over and over again. And of course, the suggestion that is that it's the, you know, record executive like Harvey Weinstein, who's a movie executive or whatever, that are doing this stuff. And it suggests that Harvey Weinstein is like the tip of a pretty ugly kind of iceberg of control and just sick behavior by some of these elites in Hollywood. And, you know, that's why it's so weird when you look at Katy Perry. Looks exactly like Miley Cyrus. They've literally got the exact same style at this point. And they both have followed the same kind of good girl gone bad path, right? So Katy Perry used to be, when she was a teenager, she was a Christian singer.
Right.
And then she became...
And most people don't even know that.
Right. Then she became pop star Katy Perry.
Right.
And now she's like freaky Katy Perry, who's, you know, looks like Miley Cyrus, who in the past was a children's entertainer for the Disney Channel. And then she grew up and went bad girl and started, you know, riding around naked on a wrecking ball and doing all kind of crazy stuff like that.
All right, I have to ask, what is a Christian singer?
There's Christian music. So Christian, you know, Christian churches.
You're aware of Christianity as a religion,
yeah,
right?
Right. So it's a big religion.
What is Christian music?
It's a big
people
religion.
That sing songs about their faith.
Jesus. Yeah, they sing songs about
Christ. Those types. Okay. Yeah.
You can go to a music store. There's a whole section of Christian music. They have Christian concerts. They have Christian death metal. They have Christian rap. They have, you know, whatever format there is, put Christian in front of it, and you'll find there are those things. And so it's kind of interesting, you know, looking at the career arcs of some of these characters. And now you've got Katy Perry cutting her hair short, just like Britney Spears cut her hair off entirely. Same thing. It's just weird, isn't it? 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Or you may Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. We've also got our Discord on-air call-in line, where we've got somebody on hold right now. The Discord line is available to you. Just join the Discord at discord.lrn.fm. I want you to know about Zencash. It is one of the newest cryptocurrencies on the scene, and it's also pretty exciting because they've got some of the best technology behind Zencash, including the zero-knowledge proofs for anonymity's sake. There's also the decentralized autonomous organizations that they're putting together, I think as we speak, over there behind the scenes at Zencash. Go check out Zencash.com to learn more about this brand new cryptocurrency that was actually founded by voluntarists, founded by people that care about freedom, that value liberty. And you know it's true because they actually put it right there in the white paper. And I've never seen that or heard of that happening before. If it has happened before, I would like to know about any other cryptos that are actually founded by voluntarists that we know of. I mean, you could argue that Satoshi Nakamoto was a libertarian, but nobody really knows who that guy is or gal or whoever they are. But Zencash has a large team now of nearly 50 people. They've got 7,500 secure nodes that are providing security for the system, and it is an amazing platform. Go and learn more about it over at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we continue, we're going to take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. It's Dave in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I have a question. Why do you guys always keep people on hold? Because when the phone rings, you answer it. You're like, hi, Bobby.
Dave,
hi, Johnny.
I haven't answered the phone. So let me explain to you. This was the first time you and I have spoken today. Was right now. The person who answered the phone is what we call in the business a producer. They are a call screener, and they aren't even in the same building as we are. They're not
even in the same state as we are.
They're 1,000 miles away or wherever in Minnesota right now. So they answer the phone, they find out who you are, and then they put your information in a call screening software so we know who's on the line and what they want to talk about. But you called tonight with your subject line complaining about being on hold. So you were already mad about being on hold at some point in the past, and that was the reason you called tonight, was to complain about being on hold, which, by the way, was the last thing you called to complain about when you called this show.
I'm just wondering as to why you guys always, you know, because of the, I was, you know, it's been like 15 minutes now, and I'm just kind of wondering as to why. Oh, and by the way, I also have a job.
You got a job? See, now that's
where
what we want to talk about. We want to talk about what's going on with Dave's life. So, yeah, where at?
I work for Instacart.
What's that?
Louisiana? Instacart is a place where it's kind of like a online grocery delivery. Like you go on Instacart.com and you order groceries and you put in your info button or whatever, and you know like someone like me would look at my phone and I go into the app on my phone and I would deliver the groceries like right to your house.
So do you actually go and pick the groceries? Do you go, to the store, grab a cart, and go and acquire the products that the person wants? Or does the store put the products together and you're just the delivery guy?
No. I have to go around the store and, pick out, I get the milk, the bread, whatever, is on my phone to the grocery list.
Good for you, man.
And you, as the customer, you would place the order.
Right.
And then the expert shopper picks the order.
That's Dave.
Finishes, it says here on the website, finishing touches on the order and then delivers to the home, the office, or wherever. So you could say, I'm having a picnic at such and so park. Bring me these items for a picnic. And then Dave would meet you at the park with the items so that you can have a picnic lunch.
That's pretty cool, like that, Dave. Yeah. How did you get the gig? Is it like they'll hire anybody?
He went to careers.instacart.com, probably.
And you've got a driver's license, so you qualified?
I went on, you know, the site, whatever, and you have to go, you have to, like, you know, they send you, like, a link to your phone, and if you have the right kind of that setup and features, whatever, blah, 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 because I used to have an old AT&T phone, whatever, and now I have Boost, and, you know, it's a bigger phone, better quality, and so I just started, you know,
Working for them. Congratulations to you on getting the job. For listeners that aren't familiar, Dave has been calling this show off and on for years. I don't remember the first year you called. It must have been like 2012. It must have been 5 years ago at least. And Dave has, I don't think, ever had a job in the time frame when he's been calling the show. You've basically been living on welfare. Now, does this mean that you will no longer qualify to receive welfare payments?
I've had a job on and off. I worked for Enterprise. I worked for Hertz.
What? We don't need the whole laundry list of jobs. Now, how long have you been doing this Instacart delivery, and how busy does it keep you? Are you doing one delivery a day, more than one, fewer than one? I mean, so what's a typical week like? Have you been through a full week yet?
No, I only just started like last weekend, and I'll be working again like tomorrow. It's part-time.
It's part-time. So is it like Uber where you can kind of log into the app whenever you want, or are they scheduling you for certain times where you're on the clock?
No, you go on the app and you schedule some hours for yourself. Like, you know, if the hours aren't available, then you choose like another hours that you choose hours that are available to you.
So have you actually gone in the last week and done the shopping? Have you been hired to do this job?
I did it last weekend, and it was just, you know, I had to go and, you know, bring groceries to, I went over to, Price, whatever that Price something or whatever.
Price Chopper.
I don't know. I went there, and, you know, since I've never been to that store, I go to Tops and I go to Acme. I have never been to Price something or whatever.
So the customer specifically said they wanted you to go to that store?
So I'm on the site right now, and I typed in our zip code, and it says that they're available here, but it's actually Manchester. And it gives you a list of grocery stores.
Right.
So for Manchester, it shows Shaw's and Whole Food. So you, as the shopper, would say, I want this item from this place. So it's not just, bring me some eggs and some milk and this, and then they go to, you know, like Jim Bob's Discount Day Old Bread, Milk, and Egg store. They have to go to
you
a specific...
You got to have a receipt from that store.
Yeah, they go to a specific place.
I gotcha. And does the customer, Dave, did they pay you through the app? Do you get paid through the app, or do they give you cash when you show up? Or both?
When you get paid, it goes right to your bank account.
I see. Now, does the customer also give you a tip?
I haven't gotten any tips yet since I just started last weekend.
Now, is the reason you didn't do anything since the weekend because you didn't log into the app between now and then, or you've been logged in and there's just nobody who wants to buy stuff from the store?
Yeah, I always log in, and sometimes there's no hours available, so, you know.
There you go. Hey, Dave, thanks. Congratulations on your new career, and I think those are cool services, and so I'm glad to hear that you're working there. There's more coming up here. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIFE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Because a lot of people, they don't want to spend time going shopping. They don't want to spend an hour walking through the shopping area and then having to check out and wait and all of that. You can save that time and pay somebody else to do it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. Goberkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm. And you can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room, where you can jump into that chat room over at discord.lrn.fm, and that will allow you to get on the air with us, which is actually what we're about to go and do. But I do want to let you know about $6 shirts. And you know what? You were grabbing your shirts earlier, Chris, and I didn't even get a chance to look at what they were. Can you describe for us the $6 shirts?
I got some great shirts here. So I got Go Ahead, Call the Cops.
Let me see what that one looks like.
It's a green shirt, and it just has
just
a
straight-up lettering.
Straight-up lettering, yep. But it's hilarious, I think. And then I've got another shirt here that's black.
Bitcoin.
It's a Bitcoin shirt.
Bitcoin logo.
So big old, I accept Bitcoin.
It does say I accept. That's right. At the very top.
At the top.
Except Bitcoin. And
oh, yeah. Yep.
Because you do. Over at ThinkPenguin.com.
Absolutely.
$6 shirts. I got a couple that were more kind of pop culture movie references. And, Daryl, did you get some stuff from $6 shirts?
Yeah, I got one that says T-Rex hates push-ups.
That's right.
And it shows him with the tiny little art, and he can't reach the ground to do the push-up. And another one that just says beast mode.
$6shirts.com. They got a whole bunch of shirts. I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say it's a gigantic selection. They're witty, they're clever, they're funny, they're cool. You'll love them over at $6shirts.com. I can't imagine you going to $6shirts and not finding something that you want.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be actually tough to choose. And in that case, if you have a tough time choosing, you can always buy more than a few. And I believe there's a discount when you hit 10 of them. So head over to $6shirts.com. That's the number $6shirts.com and get some for you and your friends.
Don't forget that coupon code.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, coupon code FTL for 10% off. That's code FTL like Free Talk Live at $6shirts.com. We were actually just talking with Dave, ironically enough, the caller from New York. And we're going to get into a little bit more about New York here with the Bitcoin mining ban. But we were talking about his new job, which is to take groceries or whatever other deliverable items to people who want them but don't want to leave their house for whatever reason. Maybe they're sick. Maybe they are elderly.
Well, the company that he mentioned, Instacart, mm-hmm. is specifically groceries.
Sure. Well, I mean, yeah, whatever you can get from a grocery store, right? And there's all kinds of things that you can have somebody deliver. And you were saying, Chris, I think it was off the air, that you wouldn't avail yourself of this particular service.
I would not want to know about the service in my area because I like to get out of my house, and I'm not fat, but I have a bit of a belly here, a little bit of weight. And I need to get out of the house more. Yeah, it's like, I mean, I do get out of the house. But if I had a service that was going to, you know, bring me my food and bring me, you know, I actually had an opportunity to use such a service in California for the first time ever.
When was this?
This past week.
Okay.
Yeah, when I took a trip for a conference. And it was super convenient.
What did you have them do?
So I did two things. I took a Lyft for the first time ever, and that was super convenient. They just came to my house and picked me up.
They're pretty slick.
Or my hotel, I should say. And and they dropped me off exactly where I wanted to go, and it was really quick. Like, within a few minutes, they were there. And then I also used a service called Eat24, and it's food delivery, so they'll go and pick you up.
Owned by Grubhub.
24-hour, I take it.
I don't know if it's 24 hours.
I'm guessing.
But,
24
based on the name, it sounds like it.
Well, so it's probably limited hours in terms of like where you're going to get, because the Burger King
is closed.
Right. Yeah. The Burger King is closing at 11. You got to order before.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, also kind of convenient. It did take a little while. I probably had to wait an hour or so for the food. So
it hot when it got there?
Yeah, it was hot when it got there. Okay.
That's nice if you're, and you had mentioned you were at some conference.
I was. We had a car.
Probably did not have a car.
Right.
And if the hotel doesn't have a restaurant that's within walking distance, you don't want to necessarily find, here's the only place that does delivery, I don't want that.
Or get an Uber and then pay an Uber to take you to the restaurant, then eat there, tip, then pay an Uber to take you back. You're better off just getting takeout and having the Uber driver drive.
Yeah. So in my case, it actually was a little bit different. I was within walking distance to a Burger King. It was a good walk, but it was within walking distance. The problem was, after you're on your feet all day at a conference, you may be a little worn out, and I certainly was.
Yeah, you don't necessarily want to walk half a mile.
Right. You get up at 7 o'clock, and you come back at 6, 7, 8, 9, and you don't want to have to walk. I already walked from, the convention center to the hotel, which was also several blocks away, because there was a hotel closer to the convention center, but I like to pay with cryptocurrencies, and I chose a hotel. It was a little bit farther away. It was a little bit cheaper. What did I use?
Expedia?
Cheaper? No, I didn't. I think I did use Expedia. I refuse to use Expedia anymore because
you got a bad experience.
Not a good experience. Yeah,
I've heard several people say that they've had bad experiences with Expedia.
Hmm. I'll have to remember that.
Yeah, the problem is they don't. If you pay with Expedia and it fails the transaction, it doesn't like direct you anywhere, and like trying to get your money back is basically impossible. Yeah. And I try calling them, and they're like, "Oh, we can't do anything. Contact Coinbase." Well, Coinbase isn't can't help us. They can't help me. I mean, it's anyway. So yeah, and
so you ordered food delivery.
Yeah,
and what was it like? I mean, you said it took an hour to get there.
It did. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
is it one of those things like with Uber and Lyft? I presume also you can see where the driver is on the map. Could you see that with
no.
this?
No. Okay. I don't know. I didn't actually have an app installed on my phone.
Wait, did you install the Lyft app? Because you mentioned that you did Lyft.
I did not install Lyft app.
How did you take Lyft without installing an app?
Yeah, I don't install proprietary software on my phone.
Right,
so
that's why I'm confused.
Phones are already proprietary.
How did you
do it? There's a web...
824 you can order online.
Right, through a website. So that's okay. what I did. And the only...
And you can do Lyft through a website.
Yeah, apparently. Wow. Yeah. I'm trying to think what we used. I can't think what I used. I know I used D24, but I can't think of the website I used. But yeah, so there's another, I think, at least with the Lyft, I didn't go directly through Lyft.
You use some sort of intermediary.
There's some
website.
Intermediary you can use that
for
has a website.
People who don't have phones, they can, like,
apparently.
Get a Lyft.
So my understanding was, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but my understanding was Uber and Lyft are, you have to install the app on your smartphone from them in order to get the service.
Well, part of the reason why is because the driver needs to know where you are. I mean, if the driver is going to pick you up and he doesn't know exactly where you are, then that's a problem.
It's actually
right?
interesting because, you would think, but the thing is the service gives you their phone number and they get the address, so they're basically just an intermediary entering information
to the driver.
Right.
Yeah.
So
they're using their phone to pretend like they're you. Right. They're dropping a pin on a map and saying
exactly.
This is where we are.
And what happened was the Lyft driver could not. They were at the other, like on the wrong street or something
that. Yeah, they couldn't find you.
Their GPS took them to the wrong place, kind of.
Yeah.
But what happens at that point is they basically call you.
Right.
So it wasn't really an issue.
Was it the driver who called you directly?
Yeah,
the intermediary.
The driver. Nope, the driver. So.
Interesting. So they. Because, like, normally when, and I've never used Lyft before, but I've used Uber as a customer.
Yeah,
and
I haven't personally used Uber, but I've been in an Uber, but it was not me who made the order for the Uber.
Normally, the way it works is, you tell them you tell the app where you are, they get GPS location, and then they send the driver to you, and the driver has a phone number that he can call that's not actually your number. Uber provides, like, a different number, so that way the driver who might be a creep or something like that right, doesn't actually have your number. Let's say you were an attractive person to the driver and they wanted to hit on you. Well, after the ride's over, that number that they have for you doesn't work anymore. So they send you the text, or they can call you, and you can, I think, do the same to the driver as well. Which makes me wonder, this intermediary, how are they doing that behind the scenes if they're pretending as though they're you?
Lyft actually has a thing on their website that you can go through to request a ride online.
Oh, interesting.
That's cool. Now, what did you look for when you searched for intermediary for Lyft? Was it that what it was?
I think I did. I just searched for a taxi.
You searched for a taxi.
I searched for a taxi.
Found a company that was like, we'll go hire a Lyft for you.
Yeah, something
so you don't have to install their app. I mean, who would have thought that there would have been, a service for... Because there can't be that many people that are that extreme as you when it comes to not installing apps. Can there? 855-450, free like freedom. That's
there are people without smartphones.
450-3733. That is true. There is more...
That's probably a bigger market.
Well. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username LRN.FM. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line room, which we're going to go to here shortly. And in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check out our Patreon for satellite time. We are heard on free-to-air satellite over North and Central America on what they call Galaxy 19 satellite, also over Sub-Saharan Africa on SES-5. 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week feed from LRN.FM, the Liberty Radio Network, which includes Free Talk Live in its live form, but also in a refeed or repeat form in the mornings. So people in Africa and other countries around the world are able to hear Free Talk Live. If they can speak English, they can hear the words of freedom coming from their satellite radio device. But it costs money to get up on satellite so people can listen for free. And so if you want to contribute to that, our Patreon is over at patreon.lrn.fm. That'll get you there. And you can contribute as little as $2 a month to help us out with our satellite access fees. And the more that we can raise, the more satellites we can get on. Right now we're at about a tenth of our full satellite bill per year. So we're a little ways away before getting on another satellite. But if you want to help get behind the show and promote all of the great LRN.FM shows, which include all of your shows, Daryl, that are heard there, like Peace, Love, Liberty Radio over at LRN.FM, check that out at patreon.lrn.fm. All right, so let's go to your calls and thoughts. And if you got more to say on the question of would you use one of these food ordering services where you can, you know, hire somebody like Dave in New York to bring you your groceries or just grab
something. I don't want Dave bringing me groceries.
Well, you might not be able to choose. I don't know. It's like with Uber, they just send you whoever the nearest driver is. So if Dave is the person who's closest to you, you may end up getting Dave. Now,
right, but again, using an Uber and having somebody bring me groceries are two completely different things. I'm not taking an Uber from the LRN studios somewhere, whereas the only time I'd ever use an Uber is if I'm doing some traveling for some kind of work or a convention or something and I don't have a car.
Sure, but
the only time I'm going to use like an 824...
You've got a problem with Dave, so you're okay with Dave taking you around from place to place as an Uber driver, but not Dave delivering your groceries?
Well, he's not an Uber driver.
If he can get hired for this one company, he could probably.
But again, the only time that I would use one of these things is if it was, you know, something other than pick me up from where I live.
So you weren't saying, excuse me, so you weren't saying that you didn't specifically want Dave getting your groceries. You don't want anyone getting your groceries.
Right. And specifically Dave, because I don't want him knowing exactly where we are.
Okay, but you're not worried about him, like, spitting in your food or anything like that.
Right. I'm worried about him just being, what's the word, a stalker?
Creepy. Yeah. So,
creepy, maybe coming in to kill us.
No, he's never threatened.
Interestingly enough,
he has said that we need to say things to his face.
They apparently seal the food when they give it to your Eat24 driver.
Do they?
Yeah, so you know that it hasn't been tampered with, I guess, theoretically.
Interesting. Now, wait a minute.
Well, same way, if you order Chinese takeout, they staple the bag shut. Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
No,
they staple the bag shut? Or, like, they put it in, Ziploc bag?
I think it was stapled, and there was, a seal, like a logo and a seal on it.
It actually had the Eat24 logo on it? That seems unlikely. I mean,
yeah,
I
think something like that. Yeah, I don't know if it was E24 logo, but it was some sort of seal to show that it hasn't been tampered with.
I could see.
I mean, it looked like it was specifically for the E24 driver.
I could see them telling the E24 driver, here's a little roll of stickers, and you put a sticker over it, you fold that bag over, you put a sticker over it so that they know that you didn't tamper.
Yeah, but then it's the driver putting it on there, and you don't know anything. They could have tampered with it first.
This looked like it was put on by Burger King, and it sounded to me like the service, the restaurant had to participate.
Interesting.
So,
right, and having taken a look and seeing that there are only two restaurants in Keene that are participants, it does sound like something that the restaurant does have to participate in.
I wonder about that, because otherwise, you know, if it were my restaurant, I'd be like, yeah, I don't want to have that extra equipment here. I don't need a labeling machine or whatever. We don't have the room for that.
I mean, they're basically just stickers.
Yeah.
All right, room for a roll of tape. You can put our stickers.
Let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist. He's on the line on the Discord on-air call-in line, calling from Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys. Hey there. Well, I'm looking forward to my first trip to Keene in a week.
All right. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. Friday, right?
Gene is coming on up to New Hampshire. He's going to be traveling around and coming to Keene. We got a group of locals, I presume. I don't know how many people are saying they're going to go yet, but usually we can round up a few folks.
As of right now, at least three are confirmed.
Yeah, usually we can round up a few folks to come out and meet pretty much anybody who comes to town. So we're going to go to Dee's Cafe, where you can actually spend cryptocurrency in real life and buy your lunch.
Yeah, Dee's is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet some Liberty people up there.
There's plenty of those people up here, no doubt about it. So what were you calling about tonight?
Well, you know, I'm always one for stirring up the you-know-what. And so I thought I would call and take up Weinstein's side of this argument.
All right. Wait. So we're going back to Katy Perry? Or what about Weinstein?
We're going all the way back to Weinstein and the sexual charges against him.
Are there charges against him?
I think there were some sexual harassment charges against him.
Okay, we know they're going after old Bill Cosby, that's for sure. But I don't know if I mean, I don't pay close attention to the entertainment news, so we'll see if we can find that out.
But I'm going to take I'm going to take the unpopular side here and say that you know, Weinstein, and I don't know the guy. I have no idea who he is, and you know, he's probably a piece of
saving that one. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Piece of no good garbage.
Guano.
But yeah, piece of guano. Anyway,
all I see here, by the way, are possible charges for Weinstein.
There are definitely allegations.
They're considering charges, but the as of Googling here, I cannot find any charges that have been filed.
But let me get to being on taking the other side of this issue, and that is that Weinstein, as a very popular producer of movies and films and such, he was in a position where he would have a popular part for a movie, and maybe he would have 50 different very beautiful women who would want this part.
Yep.
And all 50 of them would be just as qualified and probably just as good at fulfilling this role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if one of those girls wanted to provide sexual services in order to procure that part, I mean, really, this is ancient. This goes all the way back. This is the world's oldest profession, right? Is giving sexual services.
You mean movie producer or prostitution? No,
prostitute.
Prostitution goes way beyond movie producer. So she wants to provide sexual services in exchange for getting, instead of money.
But that's different than, if it's the girl who's the instigator who's like, oh, Harvey, let me give you a good time if you give me that role. That's one thing versus what he was allegedly doing, which was bringing women into his hotel room and then, like, disrobing in front of them and touching himself.
There are also at least 13 accusations of rape.
Are there? Okay.
So not just, I'll give you the part if you fill in the blank. There are also allegations of rape.
Nobody's justifying rape. Okay. I'm not here to justify rape. But
yeah, I didn't think you were.
But if a girl is going to a producer's room and she's trying to get a part, they all know what this is about. This is not, these girls aren't.
They're not stupid, what you're saying.
They're not stupid. How stupid do you think they are? They're going to the producer's room late at night. He's got a bottle of wine. What? I mean, it's obvious what's going on there. Now, so what they're getting, what probably most of these girls are expressing, is buyer's remorse. You know, they came in there, they performed the transaction, and later on they regretted the transaction.
Yeah.
Well,
that's redefining rape.
Yeah. So they did what they did in order to get where they got, and then they go back later and say, well, no, I was abused. Well, you know, it's kind of like the girls that want to sleep with all of the football team and then later on say they were abused. Well, they did it to have fun. And I'm not trying to justify rape or anything of that nature.
Actual rape.
Yeah,
right, of which there are at least 13 accusations against Harvey Weinstein, in addition to the 84 of sexual harassment and possible assault.
But so much has changed over the years, and a lot of these girls are flipping this around and saying that these are rapes and crimes, when in reality...
Hold that thought, Gene, if you want to stand by. We can continue the discussion here. Harvey Weinstein, we'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.